Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Hey, it's your favorite sports talk show in the DMV, The Sports Junkies.
We're talking DC sports and having fun, chopping it up every day on the radio.
You can hear us every morning on 106.7 The Fan.
But did you know our show is also a podcast?
You get every episode, every hour, and every single highlight on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your pods.
And whenever works for you.
Just open up your favorite podcast app, search The Sports Junkies, and hit the follow button to get every minute of the show.
What are you guys more worried about, and what are you more interested in today? The status of Jaden Daniels for this Week 3 football game with the Raiders with a knee that he's dealing with, or the stadium deal possibly being on the fritz. This is incredible. And somehow, Danny, this is simultaneously unfathomable and so expected.
Mm-hmm.
Welcome to politics in the nation's capital, man. Did we call this or did we call this? And I'm not even going to pat ourselves on the back because I think everybody called this. It's not going to be easy. It's never easy. So what is happening for those of you that have not heard or haven't gotten a lot of intel on this? Yesterday, ahead of a vote today, noon is when, for the first time, the council's back together, first time in weeks, in session, voting on a bunch of things. One of the things they'll vote on today was supposed to have been the second vote to confirm what they've already said yes to, which was the stadium deal with the Commanders. I don't know why this is this way. I can't explain it. A grown-up could tell me like I'm 5 and maybe I would understand. I don't know. But the way they do things in D.C. is they pass the stadium deal 6 weeks ago, and then they have to come back together, the exact same group, 6 weeks later, and pass it again. That's how they do things. Doesn't seem to make a lot of sense, but here we are. So in the intermediary here, in the time between now and then, there's been this back and forth, from what I can tell, between the team and the city council, where different members have raised these issues that they still have, and they have put forth these amendments, many of which the team has told them are non-starters. Hey, man, we have a deal. You guys have already said yes to it. 9 of you said yes. We needed 8 of you to say yes. On the next vote, we need 7 of you to say yes. You guys have agreed to the deal that we've agreed to. We've all agreed to the deal. We like the deal. You liked the deal. We're going to keep moving forward with this deal. The amendments from individual council members include things like housing restrictions and parking restrictions and environmental protections and individual members. And so I don't have any inside information here, but these things can be everything from, hey, if you get rid of that tree we don't want, we're angry and you got to do this. Or it can be something like, I'd imagine when you're building this stadium, you know, you have to do it in the way that we want you to, or else we're going to fine you, or what have you. And so if they come back to them the day before this vote, after all the dinners and all the meetings and all the cross-the-aisle conversations that they've had and all the discussions, and now they sit down today and they're voting on these amendments that they've told the team they want to add to the deal. Well, the team doesn't have to agree to any of these things. We know from the letter sent by the president of the team today.
Doesn't seem like they do.
They don't agree to any of this stuff. They don't want these additions. So the city council will pass this deal. I think that's going to happen. They only need 7 votes. They had 9 last time. The question is, do they pass any of these amendments as well? Because if they pass this housing restriction amendment, this parking restriction amendment, this environmental protection amendment, then this is now a new deal that the team has not agreed to. So the deal that got passed that they agreed to last time, everyone high-fived and said 6 weeks from now, it's all over. It will have changed. And the team has the opportunity now to get out of this deal if they want to. So what I think is going to happen today, if I had to guess from what I'm hearing, is that the stadium deal will get the 7 votes and will pass again, and everyone will think, oh, much ado about nothing, it's over. The only thing that matters is not that, though. It's do these other amendments that the team wants nothing to do with also pass? Because if so, this is an altered deal that the team, presumably, based on the letter we saw from Mark Klaus, wants nothing to do with and views some of these things as non-starters and non-negotiables. We've already given you asked for a mile, we drove a mile. Now you're asking for a few more miles at the last minute that we haven't agreed to, and you're going to vote yes on those. Seems like bad business.
Yeah, I mean, this is, as you said, par for the course. this sort of stuff happens all the time. It just happens to be in our sphere now, where it's the pro sports stadium, this, you know, once in a lifetime thing, presumably. So we're seeing it play out. I mean, again, remember in Virginia when Madam Meme, I forget her name, but I want this. Here you go. Here's this that you wanted.
Oh, who is the meme lady?
Louise Lucas. There it is.
Louise Lucas.
I would like these three things. Okay, here's those three things. No deal. Okay. Like, again, it's the, I didn't expect I would get that, so I got that, or whatever. So, I see Eric Flack, remember from Channel 9 locally, interviewing somebody from the Sierra Club today. They've now made their presence known in this. So they,
that's the environmental group?
Yeah, the environmental group.
The trees can't get cut down, people?
Yeah, so they got to, it sounds very sinister. I'm just saying. So clearly their influence or their talking points got in here somehow, it seems like. He's down there the office discussing the huge impact of the trees potentially. Eric Flack also reports that Mendelsohn is asking for a $10 million a year penalty if the team doesn't meet the housing timeline that they've established, right? Even if it's via good faith, even if it's for the sake of argument, making something up. All the rivets that were supposed to come in from Cleveland don't, for a reason that's beyond anyone's control. Now you'd go, well, we're actually going to be a month late, so it's supposed to be done December 1st, won't be done until January 1st. $10 million. Again, if it's through some egregious error and mess up, we can have a conversation. But just now to sort of automatically trigger a cash payment from the team. Again, this is the way that this council, individually, we've spoken to a lot of these people, and they are charismatic and charming and smart and intelligent and care in a conversation to get their talking points out, et cetera. But as a collective, this is what they are. They're this. So as far as I can throw them is as far as I can trust them. Until it is a shovel is in the ground, I will never, ever, ever, and I mean ever once, count on anything being done when someone says it's done. And anybody that does, brace yourselves here, is a fool. You're a fool if you believe them at face value. At all times. When it's done, it's done.
I'm a fool. Let me start with that.
I'm not yelling at you.
Well, you're kind of yelling at me.
A little bit.
I thought this thing was over after the last vote because, in my opinion, what was going to happen was you were going to move forward 6 weeks later and you were going to have essentially the exact same vote, although one more guy was being added because Trayon White
mm-hmm.
had been added back to the council, who had been arrested and, you know, all of these different allegations about him. What did he get in trouble for?
It was a bribery charge.
Okay. So now he immediately won in a landslide to get right back on the council,
mm-hmm.
which we could probably do a segment on, but this is not the show to do
that's
that.
That's not that show. No,
so
no.
He is back now almost immediately on the council. He, from what I could tell, was going to be pro this stadium based on the people I talked to anyway. So if anything, you might have even added a vote, whatever. But the point
is, he's a bit of a wild card, you'd say.
A little bit of a wild card. Either way, you had nine yeses.
Yep.
They only need seven this time. They needed nine last time. Or they needed eight, actually. They got one more than that. So now you only need seven. Even if he's not a yes, unless three people basically change their votes, you're home free. So I thought this thing is over. I guess, and this is just where I don't know what I don't know. I always say, this is not what I got into this for. I don't know enough about local politics. I'm making calls and asking questions of anyone who will talk to me on all sides of this thing. I've talked to a bunch of the council members, people from the team over many, many months. All we're trying to do is educate the masses as best we can, and I'm happy to present both sides and let you guys kind of call your own shots here. That's perfectly fine. But what I kind of thought was, when you strike a deal, then that deal moves forward. What I didn't anticipate was a lot of these last-minute changes, and I just think we, as a show maybe, took our eye off the ball. Now, I could give you some excuses as to why. The season started. Mm-hmm. Football's being played. Jaden Daniels has a knee that I'm worried about. You got blown out by the Packers, and you destroyed the Giants. And I just kind of assumed this thing was going to work itself out. But after talking about nothing but this for weeks in the offseason, we kind of stopped doing that, and we moved on to the football season. And maybe we should have still been doing this. Maybe we should have still been having council members on and grilling them and seeing what was what and are they okay with this. I just took their yes vote last time to mean they were okay with that. But I guess it's not that simple.
Yeah.
It really is wild when you think about it. But here's what's crazy to me. And again, this is where we brush up against politics. And I don't know if you can say the next word without a lot happening, right? But politically speaking, if anybody's tracking D.C. and the federal government and they're in all the things going on between the two right now, they are majorly at odds. Well, the president has made it very clear being at the press conference with Josh Harris, being at a press conference with the mayor, that he wants the stadium in D.C. The council came on and said, he's not going to be involved, this is our job, whatever. If this doesn't work out where the council is moving forward with these amendments, the team wants nothing to do with these, do they pivot back to the mayor, who's on their side, not the council side, and say, let's call up the White House? And then does Trump rear his head in this, and somehow that becomes a thing moving forward? At a time, by the way, where there's unbelievable acrimony, do you think he would pass at the opportunity to jump in right now and spite the D.C. City Council? So I think this could actually get really, really, really ugly if any of these amendments do pass. And that's got to be the card that the team has in its back pocket. Not that they want to play it, but I think that they feel like, I'd have to imagine, that he would be willing to go toe-to-toe with the D.C. City Council if need be, but...
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hey, it's your favorite sports talk show in the DMV, the Sports Junkies.
We're talking D.C. sports and having fun, chopping it up every day on the radio.
You can hear us every morning on 106.7 The Fan.
But did you know our show is also a podcast?
You can get every episode, every hour, and every single highlight on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your pods.
And whenever works for you.
Just open up your favorite podcast app, search the Sports Junkies, and hit the follow button to get every minute of the show.
Only in D.C., bro. Only here. All I want is a stadium. That's all I want. I want football players to be able to play football on a indoor facility with turf field under, ideally, a retractable roof. It's probably just going to be enclosed. And a new stadium. And here, it takes all of this. It's pushing a boulder up a hill with a piano on our back while wearing Crocs. It's just impossible.
You were too young, but 21 years ago, we did this exact same dance with Linda Kropp and Nats Park. There was a deal. Everyone agreed to the deal. The deal's good. Major League Baseball's got a deal. The owner's got a deal. The city's got a deal. The deal's a deal. We got a deal. Can't wait for the deal. 11th hour, 12th hour, after midnight, I don't know, whatever you want to call it, all of a sudden, amendments get proposed. And you could see there are pictures. There was a couple famous ones. I was trying to find them just now. I couldn't. Where she's talking, and in the background, someone captures, like, someone else on the council, like, with their palms up, like, half sighing, half rolling their eyes, half going, oh my God, I can't believe this is happening right now. But this is par for the course when it comes to this. So who knows if it's I have no idea what people's motivations are. I don't know if it's grandstanding. I don't know if it's now all the cameras are on me one more time, I'm going to try to raise my profile. I don't know if it's you do this to keep Sierra Club donors happy that you proposed it and it got shot down, but it's not my fault. I have no idea. I'm not trying to cast aspersions on anybody. Simply saying, yeah, we did this before. 21 years ago, we were all right here in, I think it was in September. Could have been later on in the year. But I remember this almost to the day where everyone thought it was done and she stood up and was like, it ain't done. We need these crazy financing rules that has never happened before in the history of mankind. And everyone's like, how the hell is that going to happen? Arguments ensued. Eventually it got done. I still think it's eventually going to get done because really the team's will on this is pretty clear. They know the alternatives aren't viable
and
aren't good. But
who's going to be calling the shots?
I have no idea, honestly.
D.C. City Council or somebody else?
Honestly, I have no idea.
Yeah.
And I'm not trying to be difficult about it. I really don't know.
But I don't either.
To me, the driving force here are, not to sort of push all this stuff aside, the billionaires care where this thing goes. And you have a small team of billionaires together that would like it at this spot that has nostalgia and meaning for them. It's going to be there. How they get it, I don't know.
I can't believe we're here again. But yet it's so believable.
It's almost like we never left. Didn't we?
Nothing changed.
Just open up that closet. Oh, there you are.
We just stopped paying attention and started talking about football. Mm-hmm. That's the only thing that's changed.
Yeah.
Other than the fact that it was a yes several weeks ago. But I feel like based on what we know of this ownership group, what we know about the Commanders, They feel like they negotiated in good faith, had these meetings, did the due diligence, met in the middle on everything that they were supposed to, and that a good deal was struck between the two sides. And everyone said as much, by the way, 6 weeks ago on both sides. It was a big victory lap. We had the council members on that were opposing it, saying, look, what this is what happened. See? See, I told you so. Without putting words in his mouth, kind of paraphrasing, Charles Allen, you know, his kind of tone on this was, see, I told you, just give me some time to get DC a better deal and we'll handle this thing. Well, okay, we got you a pretty good deal. You can't now get a different deal, better deal, at the expense of a team saying, no, we're not interested in that. So I do think they would not have a problem walking away. When I say that, I don't mean it means there'd never be a stadium here. But from this specific version of this deal,
right,
and possibly agitating federally to get some involvement here and some help, I think could be something that they should consider, may consider, if this goes sideways today. But the voting's ongoing. There's been nothing worth passing along yet on the Commanders' front. They got a lot of things that they're doing first day back in session. But if any of these amendments pass, then I think it's on at that point. And now we're in for a long next couple of days, possibly, even when, and I won't say if, I'll say when, they get the 7 votes to pass the stadium again. With these amendments, that's almost irrelevant because it is a deal that they not only didn't agree to, but want nothing to do with in some capacities. That's one of two big issues we're tracking here.
We're just juggling.
The other's on the football field.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Hey, it's your favorite sports talk show in the DMV, the Sports Junkies.
We're talking DC sports and having fun, chopping it up every day on the radio.
You can hear us every morning on 106.7 The Fan. But did you know our show is also a podcast?
You can get every episode, every hour, and every single highlight on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your pods.
And whenever works for you.
Just open up your favorite podcast app, search the Sports Junkies, and hit the follow button to get every minute of the show.